listening to the Loving BDSM podcast. Kayla Lord's here with the one, the only, the... Are you ever caffeinated enough? John Brownstone.
No, never.
There's no such thing. The limit does not exist.
Mm-mm. No. Same. Keep trying, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, gotta try. I got nothing to say to that. Okay. That's not what we're here for. this week, we're answering a question from a submissive... Nope. This week, what are we answering? We're answering a question from a submissive. I almost said the wrong thing. That's why I went, nope. who is in a bit of a complex poly situation and is sort of all out of sorts because I don't think they can make all the partners happy. And it's complicated.
Yeah.
so that's what we're talking about this week. Welcome to the Loving BDSM podcast. If you're new here, we help kingsters like you have happy, healthy power exchange relationships. Add the podcast to your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. And if you'd like us to answer one of your questions in an upcoming episode, you can use our contact page called Ask Your Questions, try to make that obvious, on our website at lovingbdsm.net. That's lovingbdsm.net. Or you can find the link in the show notes for this episode. Okay, let's get into the question. The question is a long one, so brace yourself.
Okay.
I have a question on how to handle loyalty conflicts in complex situations. I live in Europe. I'm married to a poly guy, and I'm his only relationship right now. We live together, we have a young child together, and I am emotionally and practically bound to my husband. We are good friends, love going on road trips, know each other well, and work on our intimate relationship, which has not always been easy, but which is improving. I am also in a second relationship, a soulmate, deep love, romantic, erotic BDSM relationship with a guy from the US who I have visited, who I love deeply, and who I would have married and had a monogamous relationship with had I met him in a different situation, not being a mom in a different country. While my husband is more a freedom seeker with a happy and easygoing poly identity, neither dom nor sadist, but into shibari, which we love doing together, my soulmate is a calm, structured dom and sadist who understands me blindly in my desire to be submissive and my excitement for spanking. My husband hates restrictions and labels. My soulmate dislikes the idea of an open BDSM relationship as he wants the power exchange part to be exclusive to us. Both guys and myself are doing our best to make things work, doing my best to be as honest and open with my partners, but I often feel like I'm in the middle navigating others' feelings and preferences. I'm trying to keep privacy, not revealing intimate details about the other partner, while also trying not to keep secrets that might blow up and hurt feelings if revealed later. I would like to develop a more 24/7 DS relationship with my love abroad, but it feels hard to talk about it with my husband, who is into poly relationships, but does not want his freedom restricted, trying new things with me, while the soulmate feels uncomfortable with a shared power exchange. I've explained to my husband that I don't think he's missing out on something, letting the other have their own practices, such as punishing me or spanking me, as it does not seem to turn him on anyway. We tried and he did not feel much like it. But of course, I cannot tell him not to change as a person or wanting to try new things at some point, and the fun and aesthetic shibari rope is something we do in which the other guy also knows about and accepts. It's also tricky that developing a more elaborate 24/7 DS relationship with my US soulmate gets emotionally intense for me. I love it, I want it, and I feel devoted to him as a submissive. I want to give all to him from my heart, but doing a 24/7 power exchange at a distance is something that gets into a practical and loyalty time-space conflict with my responsibilities as a parent and the easygoing and fun spontaneity with my husband. The three of us are in a place where we might be able to talk on Zoom together soon. I have asked for such a meeting several times, and it seems more possible after a year of trying to invite them, also knowing it will be a challenge for my BDSM soulmate from the US, who is not really a poly type, but who is also doing his best to let me take my life as a parent and wife seriously. I'm convinced both guys would want to meet my wish to meet on Zoom, all three of us, to make me happy, but I still feel like my heart is torn between loyalties, practicalities, and the reality of not being able to cross the Atlantic Ocean with ease. I guess I'm someone who wants to be as transparent as possible, but it's difficult for me to tell my husband about the BDSM part of my US relationship because of his freedom seeking and because of privacy issues. Also, I do not want to push my soulmate to meet my husband on Zoom, as I know my soulmate is not super happy with the poly part of the relationship, while still he and I are very happy with each other and both simply romantic, affectionate love, intellectual understanding. Lola agrees, and erotic compatibility. My main problem is that I constantly feel like I'm letting someone down, and while I'm really trying my hardest to slowly build both relationships without pushing, what else could I do other than having a lot of patience to talk things through, not pushing boundaries, building a foundation for a dialogue and trust slowly, and eventually figuring things out? Let's start there. Mm. That last bit, that is ultimately the answer.
Yeah.
But also, I think we both have thoughts. So go ahead. What are your initial thoughts?
Wow. There is a lot going on there.
You're right. A complex situation. They were not inaccurate there.
No. Yeah. Wow. I'm not sure. I mean, I think, you know, keeping the lines of communication open. One, for sure, you know, and I think there's also a lot of, you know, when you get into something like this with Polly and you've got different people, different expectations, there's a lot going on.
I know. We only have one perspective mm-hmm. from the person who asked, but this perspective, one of the first things I'm thinking is this person is trying to manage everybody else's feelings.
Yes.
And while you want to be mindful of what all your partners feel sure. and how they feel about the situation they're in, it is not your job to take care of their feelings all the time.
No.
They are grown-ass adults. And as long as you are doing what everybody feels is like the right ethical thing for the relationship, being open, talking about mm-hmm. things, you know, understanding that your partners have boundaries. But see, right. the thing is boundaries are not, you can't do this thing. Boundaries are, I will not accept this thing. So if you do the thing, there's a consequence, you're not right. allowed to do this thing. It's here's what I'm going to do. If that's what you're going to do, that's what a boundary is. And I don't hear anything where the two men are saying anything like that. What they're saying is, I don't like, this is what it sounds like to me, I don't like this thing. Okay, well, you don't yeah. like this thing, but this thing is the reality.
Right.
And so what are you going to do about
and,
it?
And I think that's kind of what caught me a little bit with, I think it was the soulmate
mm-hmm.
partner.
The U.S. soulmate.
The U.S. soulmate the partner. You know, it's great to want that, to have that. And it's especially, you know, refreshing that you found somebody that you mesh so well with in this. But what kind of, not necessarily a flag, but kind of, you know, the fact that, you know, I'm not happy with that, with the poly.
Right. You chose a partner who has, I'm speaking to the Dom mm-hmm. now. The Dom chose a partner who is married and has a child and lives on another continent. Lola totally agrees.
Right.
And yet is unhappy with the fact that it's poly. Well, that seems like a your Dom's problem. Not, it's your problem because your heart will be broken depending right. on what happens. But this unless you lied, which I don't think you did at all,
mm-mm.
they made this choice and now they get to be upset that they made the choice. Well, then there's two choices. The relationship has to end, which I don't want that for you because I can tell it will clearly break your heart.
Right.
Or they're going to need to get comfortable with some stuff.
Right. I think what, you know, there's, I've been saying this a lot lately, but I think it stands true. There's a little bit of expectation management.
Well, I think trying to have a transcontinental 24/7 long distance DS relationship already has an expectation problem.
Yeah.
Before you add in a husband, a child, and whatever your employment might happen yeah. to be. Like, there's already some expectation issues going on.
Yeah, long distance is tough in and of itself,
mm-hmm.
you know, just between two people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw in a long distance
Do I think there are long distance couples that can probably eke out something that feels to them like 24/7?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm not going to say that's impossible. But the more responsibilities even one of the partner has outside of that relationship, you add a layer of complexity, okay? You're mm-hmm. right. You were completely right in asking your question. This is complex. This yeah. is tough. But I think it goes back to expectation management. wanting the full-throated, this person owns me, owns every action I take, they determine all kinds of things I do, is not practical in most situations.
Right.
What, I mean, just the long-distance part, because you're in different time zones and you have different commitments and different responsibilities, but then you add another relationship you're managing, raising a child, whatever your familial and professional obligations are in your home country.
Exactly.
You know, do I think that maybe there's a way to at times have that moment or in very specific, regimented, planned out parameters? Yeah, I think so. But if you're ever going to get there to what you're describing that you want, minimum all the partners have to be willing to talk to one another.
Sure.
Because if one partner is claiming control over your life and your actions, your live-in partner that you're married to will abso-fucking-lutely be impacted by that.
Yes.
No doubt about it. You can't hide that from them. You can't minimize the impact to them. They will be impacted.
So you can have something that maybe close to 24/7, or what works for you is what you know can be
24/7.
Yeah, but you know the fact of the matter is, and this is something that I've had to contend with as being poly. You know, Kayla and I are married. She is also my submissive. She is my baby girl. Now we throw into the mix the fact that we work together.
We raise a child together.
We raise a family together.
The oldest no longer needing to be raised.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, even with him, we have...
We're parents together to two kids.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, in bringing in a poly aspect, you know, someone into a poly aspect in that, it can be tough.
It's automatically going to be tough because, and you know, I always, I'm we say I'm poly in theory. you have tried and sometimes you find ways that work, whether it's a long distance thing or it's a play partner thing. And sometimes you have a partner who, and I don't blame them. This is not a knock to them. It's it's honoring their own boundaries. They don't want to have to be deprioritized.
Right.
I am not the main priority because I'm special. I tend to be the main priority because we share every facet of our lives together outside of whatever his other relationship with this person might be.
Yeah.
So there are times he has to choose. He's not choosing me specifically as his baby girl. He is choosing the life we have together, the parenting responsibilities, the professional responsibilities over whatever he might want to
and
do.
And then home ownership and all the things that go with the financial, you know, that all the things that go with that.
And not everybody can handle that. And you know what? That's okay if somebody doesn't want to or can't or is like, no, this isn't the kind of thing I want to sign up for. But those people need to be honest with themselves.
Right.
And I think you have to be honest with yourself. Your Dom wants to be the center of your world. And it sounds like you would like them to be the center of your world. But as long as you stay married and in a relationship with your other partner, it's in theory, it's nice. You might over time get to a point where you have those moments and you go, this is how I define that. But based on the idealized version that it feels like I'm reading here about what you and your Dom want, I don't think you get there without the absolute buy-in of your other partner, even if your other partner is not a part of that. The other thing, I'm going back to your soulmate here, okay? Because your soulmate chose to enter this power exchange with you knowing you were married and had other commitments, and yet doesn't want to engage with the other partner. And on some levels, I think that's valid. I mean, I don't engage with JB's partners. I have no interest because I'm not involved with any of that. And he keeps me up to date on what I need to know. And after that, I'm out of it. However, because your partner has these very clear likes, dislikes, and preferences about how involved your existing partner, you know, what they should know, what your Dom has control over. I don't think that's realistic because, let me go back to what I was saying earlier, Lola agrees. Your Dom wants to dictate part of your relationship, the part that you have with your Dom. But that dictation affects your marriage and your poly partner.
Yeah.
So therefore, because their expectations affect your other partner, everybody's got to be involved to a minimal degree. I do not mean that your husband and your dom have to be BFFs. That's not what I mean.
Right.
But your husband needs to be aware of what kind of demands are going to be placed upon you as a submissive to this dom, and how it affects the rest of your life, parenting, marriage, other responsibilities, so that they're not, you know, they're not surprised by it, and they can kind of go, okay, I'm comfortable with that. They might not be comfortable with that, and then you have a decision to make. Either you pull back from all the things you want, the idealized version of this long-distance relationship. You make the tough decision about who you want to be with.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe some other decisions I can't imagine right now. But I just don't see how this is possible without these two at least communicating a little bit.
Right. There has to be a little bit of communication. And I think what needs to be done also is need to sit down with primary partner and talk about boundaries.
An actual boundary.
Yeah.
Like, they don't get to dictate. You can't dictate what they do. They can't dictate what you do. But they can say, here's what I'm not going to do. Here's what I'm not comfortable with.
Right.
Here's what, if this is what you need to do, here's what I'm going to have to do. That's a boundary.
Right. So you need to find out what, you know, sit and talk about this with primary partner. Then you need to go and do the same thing with soulmate partner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are they expecting? What do they want to see set as boundaries? Then you need to look at yourself and see what boundaries you have. Then comes the fun part, sitting down and negotiating and compromising all this.
Right. Like, I mean, I've here's the thing I keep coming back to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not clear in this question if the concern is based on things that have happened or worries of what might happen. Here's what I'm talking about. Poly husband is into shibari, has tried the dom something, knows he's not a dom, knows he's not a sadist, tried it, didn't work for him, but likes to be free and likes to be open. Okay, I respect that. But what you're talking about in your question is being worried that the things your soulmate dom wants will somehow restrict your husband. Okay, so first of all, we've already narrowed down, though, that your husband currently doesn't want to do what soulmate dom is doing with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you might be borrowing some trouble, unless there have been real examples that you just didn't include here. You're borrowing trouble. You're worrying about a thing that hasn't happened yet. Or your husband is worrying about a thing that hasn't happened yet because he's so concerned about restriction that even though you're doing something with soulmate partner that he knows he doesn't want to do, he might change his mind later. Most people don't change their mind that deeply.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also the need to talk about reality. Husband wants to do shibari and doesn't want to dom or be a sadist. Okay. Dom and sadist, I mean, your long distance kind of can't do shibari with you, is filling a gap that poly husband currently has no interest in.
Correct.
So the conversation is not, you know, how do I let my poly husband be as free as he wants to, even though it's like killing me? The conversation is, let's be clear. Everybody in this situation needs to be very clear on their roles.
Mm-hmm.
Who is doing what for whom? Who is, you know, who's squicked out by something? Let's talk about it. And then what will be the plan if freedom-seeking husband, who's the one you live with, is the one you're raising a kid with, is the one that's physically there, goes, I would like to try a thing. What you do is you don't decide now, oh my God, that'll never happen. I try to manage these men's emotions for them. They need to be the adults managing their emotions. You put a plan in place for how you will navigate it so that you don't have to worry about a thing that hadn't happened yet. You know what you'll do if it does happen, right? You know that you'll be like, oh, you want to try this thing? Okay. You know, you decide if you two would like to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you have a conversation with soulmate Dom. But here's the thing. I think soulmate Dom needs to get his expectations straight. Because you can't come into an existing relationship that has its own history, that has its own stuff going on, that is in person and you live with this person, and then dictate the terms of your relationship with your husband.
Right.
He can dictate the terms of the relationship with you, and then y'all decide if you're still compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all decide if you can actually make this work. But I don't think soulmate Dom gets to say what Polly husband gets to do.
Yeah.
He came, he's the new one. He came in accepting the fact that you were married. Mm-hmm. And so he's got to get right with accepting the fact that you're married. And right now it sounds like you're being pulled between two people who want what they want. And I'm not so convinced that they really care much about what you want here in the middle. Because who's helping you navigate this? Who's helping you, you know, go, hey, here's where I'll compromise so you can have a little bit more of what you want. But here's how I need you to compromise so I can get a little bit more of what I want. Relationships are not a, here's our bullet point list of everything we want and they match up perfectly and we're always fully compatible. Relationships are, here are the things I want, here are the things you want, where do we match and align and what can we compromise on? And it, good relationships, monogamous or not, require compromise.
Yes.
Poly relationships require even more compromise.
Yes.
So I hadn't heard yet how the poly husband and the soulmate Dom have compromised yet. Hadn't heard it yet. Because what I hear is you are twisting yourself in knots trying to make sure they each get exactly what they want.
Right. And that is a recipe for disaster. Because what's going to happen is you're going to break.
Right.
Okay.
You're the one caught in the middle.
You're the one who's in the middle of this and you're going to break. And that's why I say you need to know what your expectations are, what your needs and wants are. Talk with primary, talk with soulmate, and then the real work begins.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like a pessimist when I say this. I just, based on the outlines of what these two other people want. Because I know, I get what you want. I get what you want with soulmate Dom. I feel like you've made that very, very clear. This is almost a, could have been a one that got away kind of situation in a rom-com. But you also recognize your responsibilities and what you want over here. And my pessimistic side says, I don't know if this is, if the two are compatible.
Right.
Because poly husband, who wants all the freedom, and a soulmate Dom who's not non-monogamous. They are monogamous and they don't want, you know, anybody interfering in their power exchange. Well, nature of life, not even like purposely trying to get in the middle, just the nature of your life means that it will never be fully closed because you have other responsibilities. And so my pessimistic side says, I don't know how this works unless these two other people meet you in the middle and start doing the hard work themselves.
Absolutely.
And talk. And I let me go back because I know somebody who is non-monogamous is going to be pissy when I say this. In every situation, partners don't always have to talk, get along, know what's going on.
That's true.
You can keep them. I don't talk to JB's partners. I don't have any interest, not because I don't like them, but because that's separate from me. I'm not trying to be in the middle of that. Okay. I just want to know they exist. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, this is a prime example where those two got to unbend a little bit and at least have a conversation.
Yeah.
At minimum. They don't have to be friends.
No, they don't. You're absolutely right. And you know, there are people who desire, you know, what they call kitchen table poly.
Right.
Where everybody sits around the table and, you know, per se, everybody's friends with everybody.
Right.
And that's fine. And that is absolutely fine.
That would be ideal for this situation,
yeah.
But you might not, that might not be where
you might not get there, but not everybody wants that there. You know, I know a number of people who see this person, but the other person doesn't know that person. And that is entirely fine. You know, poly, like kink, like anything else, it's a spectrum. You do what works for you. But
this is just too complex.
Yeah.
They have to at least have a couple of conversations. Mm-hmm. At least the hashing out of details of how is this going to work.
You cannot be the only, you know, I'm going to use the term, you know, it's like the old thing that you say, monkey in the middle.
Yes.
Okay.
You're being pulled.
You know, and you're being pulled in multiple directions. And everybody needs to get on board with their expectations, expectation management,
compromise,
and
be realistic about what's actually possible.
Right.
I'm not trying to be ranty or angry, but I'm getting angry on your behalf because the way this is outlined here, you're doing a lot. You're not just managing the actions, you're managing other people's emotions, and that should not be your job.
Right.
Okay. Your soulmate, Dom, developed this relationship with you knowing you were married. Yeah. So he made a choice. Well, mm-hmm. now he needs to like live that choice.
Yeah.
Poly husband, I get the I don't want my freedom restricted, but good Lord, once you're in a relationship or you have a child or you have a job, your freedom is restricted. That's just life.
There's a certain, I mean, yeah, you know.
But I feel like that fear is you're borrowing troubles that don't exist yet. You've already mm-hmm. had the time to figure out that the husband doesn't want to do, for the most part, what soulmate Dom wants to do. They really are two separate entities. Mm-hmm. And again, I go back to what we said earlier. Make a plan now for how you will manage if husband wants to try something that comes under soulmate Dom's like realm of things you do together so yeah. that husband knows he can have that freedom of choice and there's a plan in place and you're not panicking about the what ifs. You go, if it happens, here's the plan we'll follow. And the one exception in my mind that I tend to make to that very clear thing of, and again, we don't live it because I don't talk to your partners. I'm not mm-hmm. involved with your partners in any way. But the one time I'm like, no, you have to give up this idea that you never have to speak to your partners, right? Is when there's power exchange involved. And like if JB was the sub to a Dom, and so the Dom was going to make decisions that absolutely fucking impacted my life because mm-hmm. JB's going to do things in this house around me, then I have to have a conversation with that Dom to go, okay, I got questions. How are we going to yeah. handle this? How are we going to handle that? Those are the times right. I think that regardless of your desires for how involved you are with your partners, you know, you want to be hands off. I respect it. But once one person's submission is going to impact an existing partner, minimum there has to be a couple of conversations to hash out what this looks like yeah. and how we're going to handle things. And I just don't think that the central partner that is the only connecting point should have to work this fucking hard on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, my power exchange side says, what is your Dom doing to support you in this? Because I didn't get much from that either. Minimum, the Dom especially should be supporting you through this because you're trying to craft this power exchange that you both desperately want, and you're the one with the stress and the worry and the concern and doing all a whole hell of a lot of hard work on it. Where's your Dom supporting you in this?
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, your very last sentence of other than being patient and just trying to work through things, that is ultimately the answer. I will reread that very last part. That is ultimately the answer. Keep scrolling. It was a long question.
Yep. All right. Am I there yet?
What yeah. else could I do other than having a lot of patience to talk things through, not pushing boundaries, building a foundation for a dialogue, and trust slowly and eventually figuring things out? Ultimately, that is the answer.
Yeah.
You know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that your partners are going to have to compromise more than you're describing right now.
Right.
And that's going to mean having one or two conversations to just mm-hmm. sort of set things in motion,
yeah.
coming up with plans that they can both agree on, and compromising their in the places that they can't. And in the places that they can't,
yeah. you,
then hard
you
decisions
are asking
get made.
Good questions. You are asking the right questions. Those questions need to be pointed.
Right. And you shouldn't be the only one struggling to make this work.
Right.
That ultimately is it.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can be.
Thanks for listening to this week's Q&A episode. If you want us to answer one of your questions, just use the contact page on our website at lovingbdsm.net, or you can find the link in the show notes. Big thanks, as always, to our kinky community over on Patreon. We're able to do this podcast and keep it going and help kinksters due to your support. If you'd like to be part of our community and get access to extra content and a Discord server with a group of super cool, super nice kinksters, you can do that. Just join us at patreon.com/KaylaLords. That's patreon.com/KaylaLords, or use the link in the show notes.